Have you ever tried navigating your way around an unfamiliar place? Which way is north? Should I hold the map up this way or that way? Where's the bus stop? Does this next one take me to where I need to go? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Now, being lost is definitely not a happy place. Of course, these days for most of us, it's much easier. Google Maps, Waze, Apple Maps and the like, they'll all get you there. If only life were as simple as that. As we come to forks in the road with choices to make, do I go this way or that? Have I come too far? Should I turn back? Which way? Sometimes we make snap judgments, although that's pretty hit and miss. Other times we procrastinate, and if all else fails, we give up and turn back. Now, call me crazy, but I don't think that's any way to live your life, which may well be what prompted King David of Israel to pen these words. Psalm 86, verse 11. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. Hey, David had more twists and turns in his life, many of them requiring quite literally life and death decisions, than we'll ever have. So which way did he want to go? God's way. Why? That he might discover the truth about life and walk along that path, that his heart wouldn't be divided, but rather united to honour God every step along the way. Note to self, when in doubt as to which way to turn, ask God to teach me his way, because that's his word, fresh for you today. Friend, the love of God for you is more than words could ever say. He wants to fill you with his love, his joy, his peace. He wants to transform your life. And that's why I'd so love to send you your fresh devotional message each day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of my latest book, A Home Blessed with Peace. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.